Good morning, Knicks fans.
What's up,
everybody?
I'm Danny B.
It's
the morning drive.
It's the morning drive. We're talking Knicks. So this isn't going to be your normal morning drive, right? We're not doing a recap quarter by quarter. Instead, I'm just going to talk because I can't do it. I can't go through quarter by quarter. I'll give you this, right? We had a 48-point fourth quarter yesterday. Matinee game versus the Thunder. We know how matinee games go. So we get a 48-point first quarter and you're thinking, all right, maybe we're here to play. Right? But we come right out in the second quarter and we give up 43 points. So that historic first quarter that we just had was erased by our super subpar performance in the second quarter. Right? So now we're down 6 at halftime. And we come out the half not motivated. We give up another 43-point quarter. I mean, crazy. Now we're down 16. It just boggles my mind, right? The swing that we had yesterday, it's crazy. No defense. Final score of the game was 145 to 135. We gave up 145 points. Where's the defense? Where is the defense? It's crazy. Every time we'd come down and get a shot, we would give the Thunder it right back. What is the point? We did not string together any defensive stops at all. At all. And we cannot continue to play like this. We've been talking about it. The perimeter three is killing us. Yes, if you look at the numbers, we guard it well. But we give up way too many of them. Way too many. And when you're giving up that volume of threes, they're bound to go in. Right? We hit 10 three-pointers yesterday. The Thunder hit 17. If we chop off 7 of those, different game. We chop off 4 of those, different game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just have to get out there faster, quicker. Now, why are we not? Because the defensive scheme is calling for us to help and hedge in the paint, and it's not needed. You have Mitch Robb. Yes, he's out right now, but when he's in, let the man have the paint. The guy can handle it, no problem. He don't need help. His positioning has been so good. I've been talking about it all season when he's been healthy. His positioning, his timing, he's got it. He don't need help. He don't need help. Isaiah Startenstein, that guy grabs rebounds. He don't need help. Stop sending in the help. Keep our guys where they need to be successful on defense. And we'll be okay. But we need these changes to come from the top. I started the season out with a clean slate on Tom Thibodeau. I really did. And these first 13 games just have been a slow process of just working me up, right? Because I'm at a point right now where it's like, what are you doing? You are a great defensive mind who has a horrible defensive strategy right now. No offensive creativity whatsoever. And your substitutions are horrendous. I said this a couple games ago, right? The rigidness of his substitutions is just too much. The other team could predict it way too easily, right? We know this guy is going to come in this quarter at this time. Every game. Yesterday, no, same thing. My wife said to me in the third quarter, like 4 minutes left, where's Obi? I looked at the clock. I'm like, wait till the next stop in your play. You'll see him come up and go to the scorer's table. And literally, 20 seconds later, that's what happened. Now, if I could predict it, the other coach obviously knows what's going to happen. Like, we have to play better. We have to adjust better. As the game is going, adjust to the game. I mean, I see he's doing what he feels he's adjusting, but it's not working. Right? Fourth quarter yesterday, he said he's looking for some juice, looking for some spark. He sat RJ. He sat Brunson. But he played Fournier the entire fourth quarter. Fournier, for the last few games, we know he's not done much at all. No points. His shots not been falling. He's not there on defense at all. The transition D, the take fouls. I mean, Fournier has been a defensive liability, period. And his shot's not falling. So what spark are you getting from him? I don't know. Obi's on the bench. You know that guy gives you a spark. Why is he on the bench? The only thing I'll give you is Quick. You had Quick in there. Quick had a great game, but he's just one piece of it. If you need more, go to Obi. Go to Brunson. These are guys that know what to do with their energy and impact the game in a meaningful way. Boggles my mind. So we got the Utah Jazz tomorrow night, right? We know the narrative around that team. They were supposed to blow up, but they're playing freaking lights out lately. So we have this road trip ahead of us, right? So one of two things are going to happen. We're either going to falter and fall completely, or we're going to find ourselves and come together and take a step finally. Now, I don't know which way it's going to go. Obviously, we all want them to succeed, but It's up to them. It's up to the organization, up to the front office. These personal relationships, they got to be put to the side. Got to keep people accountable. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'll see you guys Wednesday after that Jazz game tomorrow night. No good. That's all I got for y'all. I'm out. Peace.